He was sitting in the living room and then he just died. He passed out and then they sent him to the hospital. Before arriving hospital, he died. But the whole time he was going back and forth to the hospital for his heart.
You know, there are so many people that are dying and so many people that are getting sick from the vaccines,
Yeah.
but they don't put this in the news. And then they say it's because maybe that there was some complication with something else, and they will never admit that this is the vaccine that is causing this.
Yeah, because it's like 5 months later, it's even harder to prove what's the problem, you know.
But he was having problems right after the vaccine, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's obvious. There's actually a website called VAERS, VAERS, and they report all these cases. So many cases being reported of people that have problems with the vaccine, and mostly it's Moderna and Pfizer and AstraZeneca. I haven't, because they're not using the Sinovac ones. There's people dying and a lot of people getting sick and having health problems after they've taken the vaccines. Maybe you can explain what we're talking about to the group here.
好，这个听是要我翻译，就是说，因为我一个朋友，他也认识的朋友，在美国去世，然后他是打了2针，actually he had Pfizer。
Okay, right.
他打了2针那个 BNT Pfizer 的疫苗后呢，就开始有心脏的问题，然后在9月初1个礼拜前去世。Tim 就要我翻译给你们，就是说，其实现在在美国非常多人都因为打了，或者是在别的地方也是打了这个疫苗后就开始身体有问题，然后也死了，但是都不被报道，只有在那种非常右翼的这些媒体，在美国的右翼媒体，私下的媒体才有报道。
And as we read from the news in Israel, of all the cases that have to go to hospital for COVID in Israel, 70 to 80% have already been vaccinated.
But I thought their vaccinating rate is more than 95%. So it seems like everybody already got the vaccine twice, and then now they are getting the third time.
Yeah, that's right, because they need it because so many people are getting sick and they think that if they keep giving them vaccine, they're going to get better, but they just get worse and worse. And these people are spreading the virus. I'll show you that. I've got a table here. I'll show you this table. And it's part of the satanic plan. This is why it's important. We need to study this in terms of the angelic conflict. I'll explain the chart now, actually. Can you see this on your screens?
Yes，好，现
Okay.
在听要讲一张表哈，是他们现在以色列他们确定得病的案例，从7月4号到7月31号的年龄层跟他的整个状况，他要解释这张表。
Okay, so remember, this is going back 2 months. This is July, but and things have even got worse since then.
所以这个是7月份的一张。确诊的报表，但是现在的状，在以色列的状况是更糟的。
Yeah, and at the time, and even now, I guess, people are looking at Israel and saying Israel is a classic example of a modern country, and everybody's been vaccinated, and so. This is a good test case because almost the whole population have been vaccinated, and that's the goal of most countries.
从这张表你可以看到，以色列呢，基本上等于是全世界的政府都在期待做到的，就是90%几的人口全部都打了2针，至少哈2针的这个疫苗。那这是很多政府现在都企图要达成的状况，而以色列早就达成了。
Now they've divided all this, and you can see about 7 or 8 lines. That's because they're dividing it by the age group, as you can see on the left-hand side.
那左边这一条呢，这一栏呢，你可以看到他把这个状况用年龄层20到29岁、30到39岁这样子来做一个统计。
Okay, but just to speed things up, we'll just look at the complete numbers of all of the ages through all of the ages.
所以你可以看到，一直到90几岁，所以是所有年龄层有打的全部都被放在这里。
Okay, so when it says confirmed cases, this means people that have been confirmed as having the COVID. They got sick, maybe they were showing symptoms and they went to hospital or they got tested. So this is the number of confirmed cases that have COVID.
所以这个表是在表达有确诊得到 COVID-19 的案例。
Okay, so the number of cases that are fully vaccinated, that means they've had two shots. In Israel, I think they were using mostly the Pfizer and the, what was the other one? AstraZeneca, maybe. But they were,
No，Moderna。
Moderna, okay.
好，这些所谓的打了这个疫苗的，主要是 BNT，就是 Pfizer 的。Yeah，most of them are having Pfizer。
So the number of cases was over nearly 16,000 of people that had been vaccinated compared to the number that hadn't been vaccinated, which was 3,000.
你可以看到哦，这个表呢，在7月份确认得病的人呢，有15,634个是完整的打了2剂，
And so what that means,
然后有3,038人，只有就是它比例很小哈，就是没有打疫苗的只有3,000多人，然后打了疫苗的有15,000多人。
yeah, so what that means is that 86% of the cases, of all cases that were maybe going to hospital or being tested with COVID, had already been fully vaccinated.
所以呢，代表的是说呢，在医院里面确诊的这个 COVID-19 的病患呢，在7月份的确诊数里面，有86%的人都是确定打了疫苗的。
It doesn't tell us to what extent these people were sick. So it doesn't, we don't know how sick these people were and how many people were hospitalized.
这张表无法确认的是说，他们得病后是状况是不是严重，有没有进到医院去需要做这个，就是重症率有多少，看不出来。
But scientists and the doctors, they have known from the beginning that the vaccine doesn't stop infection. So it's not going to stop the COVID when you get vaccinated. What it does do, it's supposed to reduce the symptoms.
Suppose, but
Supposed to.
their death rate is high
That's right.
as well. 就是虽然他们这个确认的这个表呢是可以确定，就是打了疫苗不见得不得病。那他们的说法是，疫苗的推销者说法是说，打了以后不容易重症。
But what it actually does is it can hide the symptoms for a lot of people. So people can have COVID, but they don't even know it.
但是要注意的是说，打了这个疫苗之后呢，很可能很多人得了 COVID，但是却看不到他的任何症状，这是最可怕的。所以有打疫苗的人，他很可能已经是带菌者。
And that's why you're seeing all over the world in many places where the number of vaccines is increasing, but so is the number of COVID cases, like we see with Israel here.
所以在这个状况，其实在全世界都是这个情况，就是打了疫苗的人其实可能都是带菌者，带
Okay,
病。
now so, Yeah, and so what's happening also is that when people get vaccinated, it's destroying the natural immunity or the natural immune system. And so then you get variants, so you get changes in the virus as well, and then the body becomes weaker. See, the body is supposed to be naturally strong to fight against viruses, but these vaccines are actually destroying the immune system of the body.
而这个研究呢，其实发现一件事情，就是所有的打了疫苗的人呢，他其实他的自体免疫能力全部下降。
And that's why now they're saying you need booster shots.
所以呢，他们现在就在那个疫苗的推销者就说你，所以你需要再有加强性的疫苗的针。
Okay, we're not talking about even the side effects. Like Serena was just talking about our friend Matthew who died, and I've heard many other cases, people are dying. And you know, this is something separate as well. So not only is the vaccine killing people, but it's destroying the immune system.
所以这些疫苗不只是这个造成了它的免疫力下降，甚至呢，它也有一些所谓副作用，造成他身体的疾病，包括比如说他们说心肌炎等等这些。心肌炎其实是很严重的，被心脏肌肉发炎。那我的朋友可能就死于这个，他一个礼拜前去世了。
Now, remember this COVID disease, the chance that you can die of COVID, I think they take the numbers out and it can be like, what is it, 1.5 in 1,000 or something like that. The chances are like 0.01% of dying of COVID.
其实原来的这个死亡率，COVID 死亡率是，大概现在就得病后的死亡率是大概1/1到1/2。
Some people might say that's a fairly high number, but the annual death rate, if you look at heart attacks or you look at car accidents, you look at diabetes, you look at cholesterol poisoning, you look at malaria, things like that, that's about the same sort of numbers that we're seeing across the population. Even for heart attacks, I think it's about one or two people per 10,000, per 1,000. It's about the same number.
虽然你会觉得说1000个人里面有一个或两个得了，就是得了 COVID 的1000个人有一两个死亡的这个案例啊，听起来好像蛮高，但是实际上呢，在所谓的这种各种病症病哈，比如说心脏病啦，比如说糖尿病啦，就是各种病哦，它其实有得了这个病以后的死亡率也差不多都是这个数字。
Yeah, and when you look at the statistics properly, they say that like 90% of the people that are actually dying from COVID, they're 60 or 70 years old, and they all have complications. They all have a heart condition. They all have diabetes. They're all fat.
但实际上呢，在 COVID 得到 COVID 以后会死的人，大部分都是大概70岁以上，然后有一些其他本来就有的身体的疾病，才造成这个会死亡的状态。
So if you're a young, or you don't even have to be young, but if you're a fairly healthy person, the chances of dying of COVID are very, very low.
所以，如果是一个健康的人得到 COVID。然后会死的几率是蛮低的，是更低的，就是不可能是1/1，搞不好搞不好1/1之类的。
So you might say, well, why is this such a big thing? Why are we in lockdowns? Why do we have to wear the mask? Why do we have to take the vaccines?
所以就会让我们怀疑说，那为什么我们要这么的严重的去看待这件事情？它跟一般的毛病没有什么差别。那为什么我们还要被要求一定要打这个疫苗？
And you could also say, why is there so much fear?
然后你可以甚至问说，为什么这么多的恐惧？
Well, you have to remember that when there is a lot of fear in a society, that gives more control to the governments, it gives more controls to the pharmaceutical companies, gives more control to the people that are supplying the news.
而这个原因呢，就是因为越多的恐惧，就越多的人，政府就有越多的控制力，就有对这个药厂就有越大的利益，然后对于媒体来讲，它就可以有更多的新闻可以报。
We're seeing now in Australia, like in the states of New South Wales and Victoria, and even Auckland in New Zealand, these people have been locked down for months.
而在纽西兰还有澳洲现在这些人，他们已经被关在家里几个好多个月了。
And the prime ministers of these countries and the state leaders, they're saying we are doing everything we can to get rid of the coronavirus.
然后呢，这些政府的人呢，他们就说他们要用各种方法来把这个冠状病毒的毛病给弄掉。
Yeah, so you must stay in your house and you must get the vaccines. And even if you're in your house and talking to people, you need to be wearing the mask because we need to stop this, otherwise people will die.
然后政府就规定说，所有的人必须待在家里，并且要打疫苗。甚至你如果跟旁边的人讲话，你都得戴上口罩，否则你就会死。
And the pharmaceutical companies, they're making a lot of money out of this, like trillions of dollars from vaccines. So, of course, they're going to support the governments and these ideas.
而这些做疫苗的公司呢，则在这个过程中赚进了钱，上兆的钱。而他们当然也会支持他们这些政府的这些政策。
And you get a lot of people, and they are very afraid, and so they're obedient. And if they see their neighbor is not getting vaccinated, or the neighbor is going outside, or they see the neighbor not wearing a mask, they will be telling on the neighbor.
而 那些人民呢，因为害怕，所以他们变得非常的顺服。那甚至呢，变成如果他的邻居没有按照，就如果邻居有在讲话没戴口罩什么的，他们会还会去打小报告，会去爆发。
And of course, the economies are dying as well.
当然，这个整个经济体制也已经濒临死亡，
The schools are closed.
学校也关了。
So you're having all of these social problems coming up as well.
所以整个世界的社会问题也发生了。
Now, what we are seeing in some places, like in Europe, and you don't see this in the news either, but there's huge protests, like in London and Paris and Germany and places. Huge protests of people saying we've had enough and we want to stop all this government control.
也许你在正常的这些新闻上看不到，但是各地方，巴黎、伦敦，这些大的城市全部都在做这个 protest。I forgot the Chinese。游行都在做抗议游行，都在做抗议游行。好，同讲，也就是说，现在很多大城市，像什么伦敦啊、巴黎呀、雪梨，他们都有人在当地在做抗议游行。
But government news sources, they don't report on that because they don't want other people to get ideas that they could be protesting too.
但是呢，整个各国家的媒体呢，都不太让人报道这个，原因是他们很怕会引起其他的国家的人民也想说，哦，他们可以来抗议。
Yeah. Now, as Christians, of course, we don't have to protest the government. We can just pray and we can pray to God to provide a solution, to give us back our freedom.
对于基督徒来讲，我们是不应该走上街头去做抗议的。但我们要跟神祷告，求神提供我们这个状态的一个解救法。
Yeah, but we do need to understand that this is all part of a satanic plan. To bring all of the power in the world into like a central government.
但是我们必须要了解，这些都是一个属于撒旦的计谋，他的计划。他就是希望能够让世界越来越有集权的中央管理的政府。
And what Satan does in some cases, and we've seen this around the world as well, that like Joe Biden, for example, the American president, he's putting so many laws upon the people. It's almost like he wants them to protest. So then they can bring out the police and they can bring out the army and then they can close everybody down.
而那个。在美国总统拜登最近的行为上，你更看到他用非常多的新规则要去控制这个国家，而他的这些规则几乎都好像是想要让政府的人民去对政府做抗议，然后希望这些人民走上街头。这样子的话，好像他就可以把警察武力用在人民身上的感觉。
For about 250 years, America has been a very free country.
在过去250年来，美国一直是在一个非常自由的状态的国家。
Yeah, remember, America is the client nation. It's like the representative nation for the word of God and for protection for the Jewish people, on the earth.
而我们也之前就讲过，美国也是这个神的代理国，他真的是在帮助以色列，然后也帮助这个基督教的一个传教福音的传播。
And it's been a source of truth for the world, to provide missionaries and evangelists to go into the world for 250 years.
而且在过去的200多年来，美国也一直是以一个神的代理国一样，由美国的各教会送出非常多的传道人到世界各地来传福音。
And one thing that's also kept America free, and they have their religious freedoms, is again because they have the Constitution and they have the First and Second Amendments, that they're allowed to have free speech and they're allowed to have their guns so they can fight if the government gets too corrupt.
而美国之所以能够保持自由，很大的一个原因就是他们的 宪法是保障人的话语的自由，哈，甚至人民是有权利拥有枪支，所以当政府是有问题的时候，人民是可以能够站出来跟政府抗议。
Remember the founding fathers of the nation, and we're talking, you know, people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, or Alexander Hamilton. We have these men, and they understood that people need freedom, and they designed a government where the government was to be responsible to the people. So the people were really the people were in control.
而在美国建国的那些元老，哈，什么杰弗逊啊、汉密顿啊等等这些元老，他们都非常理解啊，人民是必须要有自由的，所以他们所设定的宪法完全是以人民能够保有自由为第一优先的一个权利。
Because they knew that people would become corrupt. And every time you get a government and people get into government and power, and if the people have virtue, if the people have moral understanding, they will be good leaders. But everybody has a sin nature, so you can easily get corrupt leaders, and these people will be used by Satan.
而当然在政府的领导者如果是很优秀，也有很有真理的领导者的时候呢，他可以是把国家带领得很好，他们知道人是罪性的，然后这个罪性有可能就会让他们变成腐败。政府的领导人如果变腐败，他们就是被撒旦利用。
One of the principles that they established was that the government can't make decisions and tell the church what to do.
也就是说呢，政府是不可以告诉教会你们该怎么做。
But on the other hand, the church can't tell the government what to do either.
那从另外一方面呢，教会也不可以涉足政治，去告诉政府该怎么做。
Because they'd also seen in history that many times if religious organizations get too powerful, then they can influence the politics, and that's not a good thing either.
因为在过去的历史里面，我们也看到呢，很多时候教会变得太有力量，然后他们开始变成去控制政府，这也不是好事。
But ultimately, the best system is if you have politicians and you can have state leaders, you know, whether it's the president or the prime ministers or the state leaders, they need to understand Christian thinking. And likewise, people in the churches, if they're teaching, they need to understand about how a government works, and then they can work together quite well.
最好的状况呢，是这些政府的领袖呢，他们是理解而且有研习神的话语，是了解这些教会所教的真理，那这样的话就是对最能够沟通的状态。
Yeah, but now what you're seeing is actually there's very few Christians in government in the States, and a lot of very evil people have taken over the government.
但是你去看看在美国的现在的政府，却很少是真正良善的基督徒在政府里。
Yeah, a lot of Christians actually don't want to get involved in politics because they see that a lot of politicians are very hungry for power and they become very subjective in their thinking and it can be very corruptive. So a lot of Christians think, why would I want to go into that system?
原因是很多的这个基督徒都不愿意啊进到这个政府体制里面，是因为他们看到大部分在政府体制里面的这些带领，大部分都是非常喜欢权力。然后非常腐败，然后做非常不属神，非常多不属神的事情，所以基督徒根本不屑进入政府里面去执政。
Politics is a very dirty business. There's a lot of temptations to be corrupt and a lot of temptations to get control over people and to take away people's freedoms because you know, you're trying to make yourself powerful.
的确哈，政治是一个很肮脏的生意，因为很多的政客们，他们都是非常喜用各种坏的方法来获得权力的。
And I think there's actually very few people that go into politics that really understand what they're doing and that they have the capacity and can actually enjoy it.
其实非常少的政治人物是他们本身有非常好的能力和也有很好的理念，知道他们自己在做什么。
And so what they do, instead of being leaders, a good leader will say, okay, well, this is our plan and we're going to work on these principles. We'll follow the constitution. We'll do the best we can for the people to give them their freedom to live their lives. That would be a good leader.
所谓好的政治人物呢，他应该是有自己的计划策略，而且是理解宪法，能够为人民去做最好的选择。
But an evil, or just a normal person, many people are very sincere. When they first start in politics, they see bad things happening, they want to change things. But once they get into the system, they realize if you want to change things, you have to control people.
有的时候呢，有一些刚进到政坛的人呢，他们是抱着理想，他们也是想要做好事的。但是因为他们在政坛久了以后，他们发现他们想要成功，必须要能够控制人。
And if you want to control people, you have to provide them with things. So, if you can provide them with free schools and free hospitals and free this and free that, then that's a good way to have the people obedient to you, and then you can control
控制人呢，就是要提供免费的一些好处给这些人民，所以呢，他们就开始设计说，哦，要有免费的学校，要有免费的医院，要免费的所有的事情，然后这样子他们就控制人，因为他用免费的东西提供了这些人。
And the government, of course, can say, well, we're providing with all these things, so we have to increase your taxes some more.
然后呢，当什么东西都是免费的，他就开始政府。哦，那我们就要给你比较高的税，啊，要你要缴比较高的税，我们才有办法让你们有免费的事情。
And these people have access to a lot of money. And when the government's spending money, it's not their money, of course, it's the taxpayers' money.
而当他们开始要求更高的税的时候，你就可以想象这些政治的领导人他们有多少的权力在使用这些税，这些。跟人民收取来的钱，
And they like that feeling. Even if they're very sincere, they think they're helping people by spending all the money. Though many politicians, they get corrupted by that. They have access to money. So they're taking money for themselves. Now their thinking is changing that, the more control they can have over people, the more powerful they can become and the more money they can have access to.
而这些政治人物呢，有了越多的钱，他们就越容易。开始腐败，然后就是会把钱放进自己口袋，啊，然后这就变成一个恶性循环，就越大的权力就得到越多的钱，他就越腐败，而这他们却还有一个理由说他们是为人民服务。
So you look at someone like Barack Obama, the president of the United States before Trump, and he just started off, he was a law student and he was working in an office. He was quite poor as a young child. And now he's a multi-millionaire. He's got new mansions, big houses all over the country.
想想这个美国的上任总统，上任就是奥巴马总统，他原本只是一个贫穷的一个政治系的学生，然后进到政坛。现在的奥巴马，他在美国的各地都有非常大的豪宅。
Even in Thailand, we see it a lot. You have these people, and they just start off from very humble backgrounds. And a lot of them are all in these different government organizations. And if they've been in government for 10 or 20 years, now they've become like some of the richest people in the country. And they're supposed to be working for the government.
而你在泰国也是看到很多的这些政治人物，原本都是很穷的这个一介小民，然后现在因为在政坛久了，全部都变成了泰国最有钱的人。
Okay, so I think you see the picture that these people don't think like the way we do. They're not thinking according to biblical principles, but they're following their sin nature and they're getting involved in a big government like socialist causes and involved in a lot of evil.
所以你可以看得出来，这些政客们，他们的思维跟我们已经是很不一样的。他们没有所谓的这个圣经的教义在他们的所有的这些圣经的这些原则，已经离他们很远。
When was the last time that you heard a politician say, we're going to reduce your taxes and we're going to make the government smaller and we're going to reduce the government bureaucracy and we're going to give you back your freedom? When was the last time you heard somebody say that?
我们真不知道什么时候有任何一个政治 人物会说，哦，我们应该要缩小政府，我们应该要降低税法，然后我们要把自由还给人民。你何时还听到任何政治人物这样说？
They don't say that. Instead, every time you turn on the news, you hear, "Oh, the government's making a new rule. Now we have more rules. Now you have to stay at home, and now you have to pay more taxes. Now you have to do this again. You have to do that."
所以这两年，你大概打开电视看得到的，都是说，哎，这个上政府说，哦，你要待在家里，你要更多的规则，你不能做这个，不能做那个，不，全部都是在管控的状况下。
Okay, but we shouldn't be surprised by that because we are living in the church age and it's a very intensive time of the angelic conflict.
但是我们要知道，我们现在所处的这个时代是叫做教会时代。也就是说，是非常非常的多的天使的征战在发生的时代。
Yeah, and again, Satan, yeah, he's going to use these people. These people are going to be agents for Satan to gain a greater control over the world's population.
而在这个时代呢，正是这些政治人物在为撒旦服务，他们就是想要拥有更大的管制权、控制权。
Now, in 2020, when I was in Taiwan, we were talking about global warming. How Satan is using global warming to increase his power in the world.
而在去年的2020的时候呢，当 Tim 在台湾上课的时候，有讲到这个撒旦的这个势力呢，也在用这个所谓的全球暖化的这个议题，想要控制世界。
And how Satan was using big organizations, like even the United Nations and other big international organizations, to try to make lots of laws about people and control what they were doing, and also to try to get control over the world, to basically tell us how we could live our lives.
这些全球暖化的这个推动者呢，他们也利用很多国际性的组织，包括联合国，去设定很多的法令，来控制这个世界。那基本上是在管辖我们应该如何在这个世界生活。
But it's interesting now that sort of that's the whole global warming thing has quieted down because, of course, now everybody's focused on the COVID.
而有趣的事情呢，现在大家都专注于这个冠状病毒的事情，大家也就没人在谈这个所谓的全球暖化的问题。
And that COVID, apparently the COVID virus was actually a man-made disease.
而这个冠状病毒是一个人所做出来的一个病。
And the interesting thing is, you know, a lot of people, even from the beginning, they said, well, it's probably from the Wuhan laboratory in Wuhan. But also, they were getting money from America. So the Americans were involved and the Canadians were involved. A lot of people were involved in that. It wasn't just the Chinese people, but from all over the world.
而当这个冠状病毒刚开始的时候呢，大家把焦点都摆在武汉，好，是从武汉流出来的。但是呢，其实武汉这边的实验室，他们也是拿到美国的钱，是加拿大的钱，是好几个实验室一起合作的。
Okay, so we have this manufactured virus, and some of the sponsorship I think was coming from an organization which Anthony Fauci, he's the lead man of the Center for Disease Control in
In US.
America. Yeah, Anthony Fauci, he's been the one right from the beginning who's been telling people what to do, but he's actually involved with the production of the virus.
这个整个事件呢，其实一定要回头来看看，在美国的这个叫做病症研究中心的负责人福奇，他应该对这件事情叫 Anthony 福奇哈，他应该是对这个事情是要负责任。
So he's the director of the Center for Disease Control, and Donald Trump actually trusted him to help to organize a system to help stop the disease. But actually, what Trump didn't know is that this man was one of the reasons for the disease coming about.
这个福奇啊，他本来是在这个疾病管制中心 CDC 的负责人。在之前呢，本来川普总统他是非常信任他是可以控制这个病情的，但他不了解，其实福奇根本就是这带动这病症开始的其中一个谋划者。
And now this man is making mandates. Mandates means laws. He's trying to pass laws to say that everybody in the United States needs to get a vaccine.
而这个人呢，正是要让美国的所有的人，啊，要让美国人都要打这个疫苗。他要，他是他几乎在推动这个每个人都要打疫苗的这个事情，
Including the children.
包括小孩。
And now the chances of a child getting COVID and dying from COVID is way less than for adults. It's, we talked about like 0.1% for adults, or for children, it's like 0.001 or something. You got more chance of getting hit by a flying fish and dying, probably.
而婴儿就是小孩子们，其实他们如果得到冠状病毒，他的这个致死率啊，可能是百万分之一都不到，就是其实是对小孩子来讲，真的很没有危险的。
So these are the kind of people that Satan is using to run this program to get control.
所以像福奇这样的人，就等于是很容易，就是会他有这样的位置，就很容易被撒旦利用去。控制撒旦，控制这个世界，然后达成撒旦所想要有的结果。
And what they're also doing, aside from locking people in their homes, but now they're saying, okay, you need to have a vaccine passport and you need to show on your phone everywhere you go and what you're doing. And so now all of your information is going to be on these computers that can be accessed all around the world.
而现在，他们甚至要求，就是所有的人呢，都要打了针以后才能够出国。所以呢，你的所有的打针以及出国所有的资料都会被全球化的被锁定。也就是说，你的真正的隐私跟自由权已经将会被他们这些政府拿到。
And they're coming up with a system, and everybody seems to have it now. You have on your phone, it's like a scan. You want to walk into a shop or you go to the movies or something, and you have to scan to say where you are because they use the excuse that we need to control the COVID virus.
他们现在甚至就是等于是说，所有的人都在用这些手机啊、扫描等等的这些动作，让政府可以完全知道你的所行动、所有的隐私、所有的你的自由权，全部都被政府掌控。
And most people say, oh, that's okay. I don't mind if people know where I am and what I'm doing and where I'm going.
有些人会说啊，我不在乎被人家知道我在做什么。去哪里？
But what happens if that information starts being used when Satan really starts to clamp down on Christians? He wants to know what are the Christians doing? And then he knows exactly where everybody is.
但是你有没有想过，如果这些讯息是被撒旦所运用，他们想要知道这些基督徒在哪里，他们在干嘛，他们在想什么，他们在说什么，他们可以完全知道，就是要监控基督徒的状态呢？
Now, one person was explaining, I was listening to a news article, and he says that the technology that the governments are going to start using now, with all the information that they're getting from people, and it goes onto the database, and they're using the same kind of technology that they use for Bitcoin.
现在有人在讲，就说现在这些大家的经由这个疫情控制所有造成的这些档案，就 database 啊，会变成是一个跟这个区块链的技术会用在，会把区块链的技用在所有这些人的资料上。
Are you familiar with the term blockchain and the Bitcoin?
大家知道这个区块链的概念吗？
They say that blockchain keeps information very secure. Only people that need to access the information can access that information.
这个区块链的技术呢，就是非常非常高度的安全性的资料，也就是说，只有那个设定进去的人可以去拿到它。
Somehow it's used for processing that they call it Bitcoin mining. So when they're producing this kind of money, they use this blockchain. But the fact is, they're using the same technology for knowing where people are, for controlling people's lives.
It sounds like the movie Matrix.
Well, it's a bit like that, but notice the word here. You've got a chain. You know what a chain is, right?
I know blockchain very well. I understand that when any data is being written into the system, they will be written like 10,000 times. It's impossible for anyone else to erase it. So it's
Okay.
like only the right people can change it.
That's why they want to use this. They want to keep that information secure for those that need it, so that obviously you can't break in, you can't hack the information.
Because there are
And
10,000 times, have been written 10
okay.
thousand times everywhere。这个区块链的资料呢，基本上就是，不晓得大家了不了解，就是有任何的资料被写入这个系统内的时候，它会被写10万次以上，然后也就是说，同时被写在非常多，被切成非常非常多片，那也就因此没有任何人可以随便篡改。只有那个有钥匙的人可以改。
What we're seeing here is something that's never happened before in history, of course. You know, we have all of this technology, we have all of this control, we have all of this world, like this globalization happening. And it's pretty much pointing to the fact that, you know, Satan is getting closer to his plan of worldwide control.
而这样的这个技术呢，科技呢，在过去是从来没有过的。也就是说呢，这样子的一个全球中心化的这种状态，会变成是一个这个时代让我们看见越来越靠近撒旦所想要拥有的状态。
Okay, so it does seem like we're getting towards the end times.
所以让我们真的会想，是不是真的是末日将近？
Okay, but you know, we can't get shocked and we can't get too excited about that because we really don't know when it's going to happen. We do know that every day that goes past, it means we're one day closer to the rapture.
但是我们不能够因此而感觉到震惊或惊吓啊！但是我们要知道的是，我们已经越来越靠近这个末日的时候了。
Yeah, and we don't know when the rapture is going to happen. You know, it could happen very soon, or it could happen and it could take another 500 or 1,000 years.
但而且我们也不知道什么时候我们会被提，有可能很快，也有可能500年、1000年后。
And because all it takes is for God, you know, God is in control of the leaders of the world. Now, Satan is the ruler of the world, but God is still in control. And you know, God can get rid of all these evil leaders very quickly, and then he can change the leadership and give everybody back their freedom.
虽然现在看起来是撒旦在掌控这个世界，但是我们不要忘记，最大的还是我们的天父，我们的神，他是控制得了世界的所有的领导人的。所以，如果有恶劣的领导人，神要把他去除，神是可以轻而易举的就去除。
But regarding the COVID, you know, the only way that we're going to stop the government from getting too much control over our lives at the moment is just to say we're not scared of this, because there is no reason to be scared. You probably should be scared of the vaccines, I think, but you know, most people are, they believe what the government tells them.
So, 而且呢，我们如果要不被这个撒旦控制，最大的、最重要的一件事就是我们不要害怕，不要为这个冠状病毒而害怕。当然，我们可能要稍微怕一下这些疫苗。
Yeah, but whatever happens, we've got nothing to be afraid of because we're in Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is going to take care of us.
无论如何，我们都不应该害怕，因为我们是在基督里，而耶稣基督将会照顾这一切事情，保守我们。
Yeah, and even like hearing the story of Matthew, he's Serena's friend, and I knew him for a short time, and he was a lovely guy. But we know that he's now in heaven, so you know we can be very thankful for that.
就像我的朋友 Matthew，他那个 Tim 也认识他，他现在已经在天堂了，我们也可以为他感到高兴，他去天堂了。
Yeah, and I think we should honor his memory by trying to understand, you know, how he died. And it seems obvious that he died from the vaccine. We can probably let people know about that.
而他的去世，我们也要纪念他，也要让其他的朋友知道他的去世很明显的是因为注射了 疫苗而造成的。
Yeah, but again, I've heard a lot of stories, and I've been not just on the news, but from people just telling me. My neighbor, for example, my gardener came in, he'd had a vaccine, and he said his brother got the vaccine, and he was paralyzed through half his body. And I'm hearing these stories all the time.
也有听到朋友就是打了这个疫苗之后，整个人就是整个全身麻痹，这种案子听到很多。
Yeah, so anyway, we need to be strong, and we need to understand the situation. If we have a chance to stand up for our freedom, then we need to do that. So, if you want to take the vaccine, that's fine. But if you don't want to take the vaccine, you should be free to say, I don't want the vaccine.
所以我们要保持身体的健康，也要保持我们的自由的权利。所以，如果你愿意这个打疫苗，没关系；如果你不愿意打，你也要知道你有权利说不。
Everything is in Jesus Christ's hands. It's in God's control. And we need to be happy. We can't get upset. We can't get angry. We can't get bitter about what's happening around us.
而我们也要记得，作为一个基督徒，我们是在耶稣里，人是掌控一切，所以我们要完全不要有任何的害怕，要非常非常的保持喜乐，这是我们作为基督徒应该要所必须做的。玄君，你的那个麦克风被打了。
Okay, so let's pray.
好，我们来做结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that we have the time and the opportunity to discuss these things.
感谢天父给我们时间，能够探讨这今天的议题。
We pray thanks that we can be confident that you are in control of history and that you will protect us, whatever the situation.
我们要感谢天父，你其实是控制的，你是可以掌控力的，而且你会保守我们的健康跟自由。
We also pray that maybe you could inspire the people that rule over us, that lead over us, the importance of maintaining freedom in society and to be honest and to be truthful to their positions as government, as rulers of countries.
而且我们要祷告，为这些所有世界各地的这个政治领袖们祷告，求神能够启发他们，让他们能够为保守我们所有人的自由与财产跟健康，然后让他们做一个属神的领袖。
Because you have said in your word that every person will be accountable to you for their decisions.
因为神，你曾经说，每一个人自己下的决定都是很重要的。
And you have also said that no evil deed will go unpunished, so you will punish evil.
而且神你也说，所有的邪恶都会被你处罚。
We give thanks for the freedoms that we do have for now and for your protection.
我们感谢给我们的自由与保守。
And we give thanks for the wisdom and guidance that you give us through the Holy Spirit.
也感谢经由圣灵你给我们的智慧以及领导。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告是因着基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So thanks for all joining us, and thank you, Serena.
好，谢谢大家的参与。
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate.
See you again on Saturday, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Saturday at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock for you.
好，我们星期六早上10点见。
Okay, take
好，
care. Bye bye.
拜拜。